Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A federal judge in Oregon appointed by President Trump blocked his deployment of National Guard troops to Portland, concluding the city's protests are not, quote, significantly violent or disruptive. ABC Selena Wang has more.
The president has already sent troops to L.A. and here to D.C., and he's now targeting Portland, Chicago, and Memphis. Now, that federal judge's order only blocks the administration in Portland for 14 days, but the state says they plan to ask for an extension.
And Illinois' governor says the Trump administration is federalizing 300 National Guard troops in Illinois. The governor called it a manufactured performance, not a serious effort to protect public safety. Saturday, the Department of Homeland Security said officers shot an armed woman in Chicago who tried to run over border officers with her vehicle. The woman was treated and released. And Egypt says talks between Israel and Hamas will begin tomorrow. The U.S. is taking part in these discussions. This is ABC News. Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez, now a Fox Sports analyst, was arrested in Indianapolis Saturday, hours after he was apparently stabbed in an overnight altercation. Police called it an isolated incident between two men, not a random act of violence. Fox Sports said Sanchez, the 38-year-old, was in stable condition. He was charged with three misdemeanors. Drivers on the West Coast are warily watching gas prices after Thursday night's fire at a Chevron refinery in Southern California, the largest refinery in the state, says ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
Experts are expecting a price increase in gas. One analyst saying West Coast drivers could see a 5 to 15 cent jump in the coming days. Now, as for the extent of that price hike, experts say it will depend on the habits of California drivers. If there's a run on gas, prices will go up rapidly just because of natural supply and demand. And let's not forget, California already has the highest gas prices in the nation. The average right now is $4.63 a gallon.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist Tony DeGrand. Today could be the third day in a row that we've set record high temperatures. On Friday, the record high was 89 degrees. Saturday was 88 degrees. The record high for Sunday is 85 degrees, set back in 2007, and we'll be pretty close this afternoon. We'll see mostly sunny skies for our Sunday with near record highs. The anticipated high for today is 85 degrees. We'll see things change, though, as a frontal system moves through the area. That's going to bring in some clouds for later on this evening. And also, our next chance of rain could see rainfall amounts between a quarter of an inch up to a half an inch between tonight and then through the day on Monday, and then those rain chances taper off Monday night. Clear skies develop once again for Tuesday and also Wednesday, and then another frontal system arrives late Thursday and into Friday, giving us another chance of rain. There is possible those clear days, we could see some clear nights and also some frost possible. So here's a look at the details for today. Sunny, breezy, and summer-like again, a high of 85 degrees for your Sunday. Tonight, increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms likely in a low around 56 degrees, a south wind at around 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Monday, some morning showers and cloudy conditions, much cooler for the high on Monday with a high of 66 degrees. On Monday night, some lingering rain chances into the overnight hours, and gradually clearing by Tuesday morning. Lows Monday night around 47 degrees. On Tuesday, mostly sunny, seasonable, a high of 66, north wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some patchy morning frost early on your Wednesday, otherwise another decent day, a high of 68 degrees and a low of 39. On Thursday, some patchy morning frost possible, then increasing cloudiness through the day on Thursday, slight chance of rain developing in the evening, high of 69 degrees and a low of 43. Some lingering raining showers possible for Friday morning, otherwise mostly sunny for the afternoon, and a high of 72 degrees. Have a great day. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Tony DeGrand.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at your convenience, at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's a sunny 60 degrees, up from a morning low of 59. Yesterday, we had a high of 86 and no precipitation. Record high on this day, actually also 86. That was set back in 1992, a record low of 23 set in 1952. Last year on this date, our high was 81, our low 38. Sunset today will be at 6:36, sunrise tomorrow at 7:04. No precipitation. The barometer is holding steady in 29.95. Winds out of the northeast at 2. Again, it's a sunny 61 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO Sunday Morning News is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Fall into savings during the Fall Savings Frenzy at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Come see the 2-in-1 laundry set that can do it all, starting at $6.49 each, $24.90 Highway 14, next to Goodwill, or online anytime at townandcountryrc.com. Fall into savings during the Fall Savings Frenzy at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Come see the 2-in-1 laundry set that can do it all, starting at $6.49 each, $24.90 Highway 14, next to Goodwill, or online anytime at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Bo Henricks. Wheels of Time, Hill Country Classic Power's annual truck and tractor show continues today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The public is invited to view vintage trucks, tractors, cars, and gas engines, and see sawmill, shredding, and threshing demonstrations. Paul Posh is the coordinating event, is with the event.
This is the 42nd year of the show. It started back in 1983 with Dan Schaefer and Mark Welty. They just decided to have a picnic on first nice weekend in October, and it just kind of has expanded from there to now it includes tractors, trucks, basically anything you'd like to show off, we'll find a place for it.
Food is available all weekend, along with a pie stand, silent auction, and youth exhibit area. Cowboy Church will start shortly at 8:30 this morning. A threshing demonstration will begin around 12:30. Admission to the show at the Richland County Fairgrounds is free. Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show is a unique event with a large variety of vehicles to see. The show will run until 3 this afternoon. People who get their medical insurance with United Healthcare will no longer be able to get treatment at Ascension Wisconsin Hospitals. A contract between the two companies expired October 1st after United and Ascension were unable to come to terms on a new contract. Ascension said United Healthcare's offer wasn't enough to cover increasing cost of healthcare and that the insurer was trying to profit off services Ascension was providing, while United Healthcare said it was offering a market competitive rate to the hospital network. Wisconsin soybean farmers are struggling to find buyers as tariffs with China continue to stymie the market. A statement from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Soybean Association says that the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy after President Trump declared the U.S. trade deficit a national emergency and slapped tariffs on many of the U.S.'s largest trading partners. Wisconsin farmers typically grow around $1.3 billion worth of soybeans a year, with two-thirds of that exported. China has refused to buy the U.S.-grown soybeans this year due to the tariffs. A similar situation arose during Trump's first term, with a looming trade war with China costing the agriculture industry $27 billion in losses. The American Soybean Association is urging the president to work out a deal with China before farmers see major losses. A new report from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources cites a northern Wisconsin paper mill as being responsible for extensive PFAS contamination in Oneida County. The agency is completing an investigation into the contamination in Stella and Starks, just east of Rhinelander, to see if it qualifies as an EPA Superfund site. Officials say waste from the Rhinelander paper mill, now owned by Alstrom and formerly owned by Wausau Paper, is to blame. The DNR says Wausau Paper spread waste from making microwave popcorn bags on fields in Starks going back to 1996. The agency is calling on Alstrom and Wausau Paper's current company, Essity, to submit documentation on how to remediate the area. Testing of wells in the affected area found PFAS levels thousands of times higher than the federal drinking water standards. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters to know their target and understand the difference between elk and white-tailed deer this hunting season. Elk occasionally venture outside of Wisconsin's two elk ranges, especially during the fall breeding season. Positively identifying the target ensures the safety of other people and avoids accidental shooting of non-target animals. How to know? Adult elk are larger than deer, adult deer. An adult elk stands about 1 to 2 feet taller than an adult deer on its shoulders, or at the shoulders. An elk calf will be about the same size as an adult white-tailed doe, but will display similar coloration to adult elk. Spot the difference in the antlers. White-tailed deer antlers curve forward, whereas elk antlers are larger and sweep back from their heads. Look for color markings. Elk have a tan rump patch, black legs, and a dark brown mane. Deer have legs the same color as their bodies, a white throat patch, and a fluffy white tail. Elk moving throughout the state may also have noticeable markers, including colored ear tags or tracking collars. These collars are fixed around the neck and are typically orange in color, sometimes with a visible printed number. See the differences between elk and white-tailed deer using the DNR's comparison guide. Since there are still isolated incidents where hunters mistake an elk for white-tailed deer, the DNR reminds hunters that any illegally taken elk may result in a fine and a revocation of hunting licenses. Observations of elk outside the management zones can be reported to the DNR through the Wildlife Observation Tool. Governor Evers declared October Cybersecurity Awareness Month in Wisconsin. Accordingly, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is partnering with the Wisconsin Department of Administration and the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs to promote simple ways that consumers and businesses in the state can protect themselves from common risks that come with using the internet and modern technology. As part of the National Secure Our World campaign, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency recommends 4 actions we can all take to improve our personal and organizational cybersecurity. Use strong passwords and create a different password for each account. Turn on multi-factor authentication to strengthen account security. Recognize and report phishing to avoid compromising personal information. And update software, update software regularly to get the latest security patches. These tips are a great start, but the list of easy everyday cybersecurity practices does not end there. DADCAP, DOA, and DMA are recommending three additional ways that Wisconsin can go beyond the basics to keep themselves, their workplaces, and their communities secure. DADCAP Secretary Randy Romanski said scammers use social media platforms to impersonate trusted businesses, government agencies, celebrities, or even a target's friends and family members. They promote fake products or services, make fraudulent offers, and try to steal your information and hard-earned money. DOA Secretary Kathy Bloomfeld says that you should be sure to back up your data regularly and keep sensitive data private by cleaning up and deleting what you don't need. Major General Matt Strub, Wisconsin's Adjutant General and the Governor's Chief Cybersecurity Advisor, said cybersecurity involves preventing, detecting, and responding to those cyber attacks that can have wide-ranging effects on individuals, organizations, and the whole state. Protecting ourselves and our information starts at home. From antivirus software to strong passwords and monitoring your personal accounts, each step we take helps secure our digital world. For more information and consumer protection resources from DADCAP, visit consumerprotection.wi.gov or contact the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128 or DATCP Hotline at wisconsin.gov. Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, reminds parents and teachers to encourage students in 6th through 8th grade to enter an essay in the Patriots Pen Competition and high school students to enter the Voice of Democracy for youth scholarship opportunities. The VFW is dedicated to promoting patriotism and investing in the future generation. If you're a democracy-loving high school student interested in a $35,000 college scholarship or a patriotic middle school student interested in winning $5,000, these scholarships may be for you. The theme for the essay this year for Patriots Pen and Voice of Democracy is the same. How are you showing patriotism and support for our country? All entries are due October 31st to local VFW Post 2267. All details, along with entry requirements, can be found on the VFW.org website. All inquiries can be directed to Marge Freeman at 608-647-4884. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Burnham & Scott Produce Store was located at 175 East Court Street, Richland Center. A picture circa 1911 showing several gentlemen located outside the storefront. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to MPL.org digital collection at the Richland County History Room, ID number 12381. From her book, Richland Center, Wisconsin, A History, by Margaret Helen Scott, considered to be the most notable local resource for that. Here is some excerpted history from Margaret Helen Scott's research about the store of Burnham and Scott. On page 70, Burnham and Logan moved their old building to the north of Tom's Furniture Store in 1889. O.J. Burnham erected a new brick building on Court Street that in a short time was to house the produce firm of Burnham and Scott. Then she writes on page 98, buyers of farm products, Burnham and Scott, creamery, a buyer of eggs, chickens, and turkeys. Providing a background to that on page 129. Burnham and Scott, who had their produce store on Court Street in the summer of 1902, purchased from Bert Ritten for $5,183.33 five skimming stations in the county and land and equipment for a creamery on Block 85 down by the river. That would be located between Union and First Streets. Now on page 144, Ms. Scott identifies. In 1903, the newly organized YMCA moved into rooms above the Burnham and Scott store where they had been reading rooms and a gymnasium. Page 157 goes on to cover. In 1910, Burnham and Scott moved their creamery from the northern part of town by the river to the business area in connection with their produce store and cold storage. In March, they advertised that their new equipment included churns, a wizard agitator, and pasteurizers. The poultry business continued, and it included what would be kept to mainly give a work crew, and the egg business, that was well on slack.
Both butter and eggs were kept in the storage and sold in large shipments when the market appeared to be favorable. In January 1911, 600 cases of eggs went on one shipment to Chicago. For years, John T. Scott was the sole owner. When he died in 1918, he had been in the poultry, butter, and egg business in Richland Center for 34 years. Joe Swoboda and Orla Campbell were among the longest and most faithful workers. Mr. Campbell purchased the Creamy Store in the spring of 1919. Finally, Ms. Scott writes, in 1931, the Brucken brothers took over the O.J. Campbell Uptown Creamery, formerly Burnham and Scott, which had been in the hands of Scheiman Brothers of Milwaukee for a few years. From 1931 to 1936, Mr. Campbell and Fran Frisky were in the produce business in the Crosscup property at the corner of Seminary and Main Streets. Mr. Frisky would drive regularly with a produce truck to Chicago. 175 East Court Street is where Nelson Photography was formerly located. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering Mayor Laverne Hardy.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Sunday, October 5th. Roger McCulloch, 92 of Blue River, formerly of Steuben, died on Wednesday, October 1st. Funeral service will be held this coming Monday at 11 at the Blue River United Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Gaze Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Roger McCulloch, 92 of Blue River, formerly of Steuben. Michael Mike Anderson, 60 of Rural Muscadine, died on Monday, September 29th at home. Memorial services will be held this Monday at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Michael Mike Anderson, 60 of Muscadine. Dwayne C. Fralick, 83, died Monday, at September 29th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held this coming Wednesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in St. Paul's Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dwayne Fralick, age 83. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died September 24th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadine. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadine on Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died on September 30th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held this Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center, died September 29th. A memorial service will be held on October 19th at 1 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church on October 19th from noon until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Susan May Krieger, 76 of Richland Center. Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76 of Richland Center, died September 26 following a courageous battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to your local community animal shelter. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76 of Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
This morning's birthday and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Starting things off, a very happy 15th birthday today to Gavin Nelson from Great Grandma Newberry. Happy birthday wishes going out to Stetson Joseph and Timothy Dillenberg from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday to Earl Brown. Have a wonderful birthday. And thanks for all your help, Dennis and Diane. Happy birthday to Brenda Walter from Five Points Lutheran Church. Also, happy birthday wishes today are going out to Bill Perkins from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday to Stetson Joseph from Lori and the Gang. Happy birthday to Suzanne Fish from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Park Street Christian Church would like to wish a happy birthday today to Hank Clarkson. Park Street would also like to wish a happy birthday to Lydia Stull. The Richland Center Lions would like to take a moment to wish Lee Henry Clarkson, Joe Grizzick, Brendan Clarkson, Emily Martin, and Suzanne Fish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Lori Hack, Alyssa Hillman, Jeremy Marabelli, Gail Portwine, and Jim Wilkinson from the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance. Happy birthday to Suzanne Fish and Rachel Thompson from the Bloom City Town Crier. Little Willow Birthday Club wishes a happy birthday to Jay Muller. Happy anniversary today to Steve and Ellen Dietz from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy anniversary on behalf of the Richland Center Lions to Jack and Kay Birch, Felix and Alta Sutton, Steve and Ellen Dietz, Todd and Deanna Gunderson, and Brandon and Sammy Salisbury. Happy anniversary to Terry and Deb Yansky. Blessings from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Also, happy anniversary to Austin and Megan Durst from Lori and the Gang. To all of you celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, boy, we hope it's a great one from all of us here at WRCL and from The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCL Sunday Morning Sports, brought to you by the WRCL Sports Boosters Club.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Hendricks. Yesterday, on Saturday, the Ithaca Bulldogs had a homecoming game being held, and with more on that football game, here's Phil Nee.
The Ithaca Bulldogs enjoyed a homecoming win over the visiting Royal Panthers 20-0 on Saturday afternoon. The game was an important one for two teams that were tied with the same record coming in with the WIAA playoffs coming up in a couple of weeks. Ithaca drove to the Royal 5 on their first drive before a fumble stalled the momentum. Royal was at the Ithaca 13 before a fumble was recovered by Ithaca's Isaiah Fargin. The only score of the first half happened with 1:15 left. Houston Boland capped off a Bulldog drive with a 7-yard touchdown run. When the conversion failed, it was 6-0. That score did not change until the third quarter. The Bulldogs' Quintus Banker had a pick six. The Ithaca defender intercepted a Royal pass and returned it 30 yards for a touchdown. The kick failed and it was 12-0. The final score came early in the fourth when Bulldog quarterback Keegan Jones plunged over the goal line from 1 yard out. Lineman Cody Burns came in to run the two-point conversion to make it 20-0, and that is how the game would eventually end. There were great defensive plays for Ithaca. The Bulldogs fumbled twice in the second half and Royal once. With the win, Ithaca is now 4-3 overall, 3-2 in the conference. They will play at Brookwood during the eighth week of the schedule. Royal fell to 3-4 overall and 2-3 in the league. They will face Nisida for its next game. That's a look at how it went Saturday for the Ithaca Bulldogs, 20-0 over Royal in homecoming football. For WRCO Sports, I am Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. Also, in football on Saturday, it was North Crawford defeating Highland 50-8, and it was also on Saturday's sports report that we can let you know that River Valley defeated Jefferson in high school soccer. 2-0. Also in soccer, it was Wisconsinites Barneveld over Watertown Lutheran Prep 2-0. Sauk Prairie defeated Sun Prairie East 2-1, and it was West Salem over Reedsburg 2-0. From this weekend, the Dick McKeon Platteville Invitational for the large team score for the boys cross country. It was Richland Center Ithaca taking first in the event. Also, it was River Valley in 16th place at the event. At the small school division for the event for boys, it was Boscobel coming in, taking third place. Also, in the boys' 500-meter run at the event, it was Owen Dreyer of Richland Center Ithaca taking second. Also, it was Clayton Lee of Richland Center Ithaca taking fifth in the event. And the large school girls team division for the cross-country event in Platteville over the weekend, it was River Valley coming in 10th place. For small school division at that event, we saw the Iowa Grant team coming in 6th place, while Prairie du Chien took 7th. For the girls 5,000-meter run, it was Molly Mays of River Valley coming in 29th and Pearl Fretz of Richland Center Ithaca in 43rd. Also in sports scores in college football yesterday, Michigan defeated Wisconsin in football by a score of 24-10. The Brewers got the win against the Chicago Cubs, taking a 1-0 lead in their playoff series 9-3. They'll be back in action tomorrow evening for round 2. And the Packers have the week off for their bye. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are taking place this weekend. We're excited to tell you about it during our update reports on WRCO. And Sarah Gander joins us. Sarah, good to see you. Are you excited about the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Always excited for a fall weekend. It's going to be a good one.
You've got things lined up, maybe even more so than last year in terms of events for Customer Appreciation Days, don't you?
Yeah, we have a lot going on this upcoming weekend. We have Monty Berger coming and playing live music from 11 to 2 both days. Janet Marie from Janet Marie Felted Goods is coming both days and demonstrating felt. Her machine uses 300 felting needles, so that'll be really fun to see. We'll have wine sampling along with the Richland Center Locker is going to provide some cheese and sausage trays. We'll also have the Chapter 7 veterans here at the food stand. There'll be door prizes that you could win, one free dozen donuts, a gallon of cider, $25 gift card, or a peck of apples. Each day there's going to be four different people to win those drawings. We also have a couple different specials going on. There'll be $35 per bushel of Honeycrisp, and then there's going to be 30% off Rave apples.
All the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, it looks like, for a great weekend at Oakwood. So has it overall been a pretty good season here so far, Sarah?
Yeah, it's been a really busy season, which is nice. We love to have all the customers coming and seeing everyone once again.
You probably get some response from social. You can kind of track where people are from, but is there any way to track where they're all from when they show up here at the Orchard?
Just asking people really where they're from is the best way. Sometimes when they have their credit card, you can see by zip code where they are, which is fun. We can look up later kind of where they're at.
What's your favorite thing here, you know, in terms of donuts or apples or what would it be?
Right now, I really love our new strawberry cream cheese turnover. That would probably be the favorite right now.
Wow. Are they on sale during the Customer Appreciation Days weekend?
They won't be on sale, but you'll definitely have to try them. We'll probably have some samples going.
For sale, I should say.
Yes.
They will be for sale. Yes. What are some other events you have coming up here? I understand maybe some pumpkin painting?
Yeah, on October 11th, that Saturday, we're going to have pumpkin painting. So for $5, you can buy a pumpkin, and then we'll have paint set up in the yard where you can paint the pumpkin instead of carving it out. If you don't want to deal with that, you can just paint a pumpkin here.
The donuts, you've got different flavors of donuts. Is there a fave for you?
We have the apple cider donuts, which is our classic, but on October 18th, starting that weekend, we'll go ahead and make pumpkin donuts, and those are really tasty.
I'll bet they are. Who would have thought, first of all, that you'd ever have donuts here? You know, when you're little, you probably never imagined that. How many flavors do you have at Oakwood?
This summer we had strawberry and blueberry, which was a limited time edition, and then we have the classic apple cider, and then pumpkin for the fall.
Saw the family picture in the paper. How many generations now is it that may show up here this weekend?
Well, I'm the fifth generation, and with my son, Leo, he's the sixth, and my brother has three kids as well, so they're the sixth generation.
That gives you a lot of pride here, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's great being a part of a family business.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add about Customer Appreciation Days or the weekend? A favorite part of it, maybe?
Just seeing everyone. It's great having old people, especially with the Ithaca homecoming this weekend, as well as Richland Centers. It's nice to just have everyone back in the area and coming up and saying hello.
Yeah, if I ever want to see somebody, it's not, you know, like maybe you went to school with them, but they were a class before you or after you or whatever. I think if you just hang around Oakwood long enough, it's almost like a mini class reunion some days, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You'll definitely see a lot of people coming up here and enjoying their time getting apples and goodies. So it's fun.
We hope people will take advantage of it. Thanks a lot for joining us, Sarah.
Thank you, Phil.
Sarah joining us. Sarah Gander from Oakwood Fruit Farm here during Customer Appreciation Weekend.
Now, come, now
Now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are, to worship. Oh, come, just as you are before your
of the sun over us to the setting of the sun. Though there's pain in the offering, oh, blessed be your name.
Come, now is the time to work. Just as you are.
God's word tells us that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And I believe what the enemy has intended for evil or bad in your life, I believe that God can turn it around for good and make a way where there seems to be no way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for me today, he will make a way. He will make a way. By a roadway in the wilderness, he'll lead me. And rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fade, but his word will still.
Going through a situation tonight that seems hopeless, and you think that God has forgotten you, but he hasn't. His word tells us that he has inscribed us on the palm of his hand, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. He can make a roadway in the wilderness and a river in the desert. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Let's sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
God, I ask you to do it in Jesus' name.
With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The governor of Illinois says the Trump administration plans to federalize 300 Illinois National Guard troops. He says it's a manufactured performance, not a serious effort to protect public safety. Meanwhile, on Saturday, ICE agents in Chicago shot and injured a woman they say was armed. Officials there say they were rammed by vehicles and boxed in by 10 cars as agents patrolled.
Alleging law enforcement were forced to deploy their weapons and fire defensive shots. The woman, DHS says, was named in a Customs and Border Protection bulletin for allegedly doxing agents online. No law enforcement officers were injured.
It's ABC Selena Wang. A federal judge blocked the Trump administration's plan to send troops to Portland, noting the country's, quote, longstanding and foundational tradition of resistance to government overreach. The government shutdown continues, but a celebration of the Navy's 250th anniversary will go forward in Virginia today. This is ABC News. Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez, now a Fox Sports TV analyst, is hospitalized and under arrest